Greetings in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. This is Pastor Bruce Legates, and you're listening to the Joy Christian Center broadcast. If you can, grab your Bible and study along with us. Now enjoy this faith-filled song, and then we'll go right into today's lesson.
Mountain Maker, Ocean Tamer, glimpses of you burn in my eyes. The worship of heaven fills up the skies. You made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your hands. You do all things well. You do all things well. You do all things well. Stark Creator, Wind Breather, the strokes of your beauty rush through the clouds, light from the heavens touching the ground. Well, you made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your hands. You do all things well. You do all things well. You do all things well. Across the fields, across the miles, you made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your hands. You do all things well. Said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your hands. You do all things well. You do all things well.
When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. It's with the Bible. It's a promise in God's word. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's reward enough. So that you're going to get rewards. God keeps track of everything. All right. Now, let's look at your second devotional. It's called Walk in Love. Ephesians 5:2, and it says, if you look it up in the King James, it says, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. So walk in love. You're commanded to love. Somebody say with Sister Pam, I'm commanded to love.
I'm commanded to love.
And I obey his commands.
And I obey his command.
Amen. Now, we've been through some of these Greek words. The Greeks use four words to distinguish different types of love. And in fact, you'll find some other phrases also in the Greek, but four main words. Storge is number one. First word means natural affection. Eros, which means sexual attraction. That's kind of, you see a pretty girl or a handsome boy, the girls see a handsome man, or the guys see a pretty girl, and you're not worried about what they think, and you're just looking at that their physical being. That's Eros. Then philia, that's a term that's part of phileo, which means emotional affection or friendship. I like you, you know, you're my friend. And then we've got agape, or agapeo, which means unconditional giving sacrificial love, the God kind of divine love. All right, pick up there with when the Bible tells.
When the Bible tells of God's love for us and the type of love we ought to have for him and others, the word is always agape, indicating a commitment to act.
A commitment to act. Love, true agape love has to do something to remedy whatever situation is out there. True agape love goes into action to help somebody. Okay?
Do you know it's possible to love someone you don't even like? Indeed, if God is going to educate us to love, he will bring certain heart to love people into our lives.
That's the truth. Anybody can say amen? Anybody say amen to that?
Amen. Oh.
You'll be tested. I guarantee you. The devil will test you. The devil will bring hard to love people in your life too. All right? It may not be God. God may do some of that too, but the devil will surely do it. Okay? The truth is
our lives are full of people we don't like. We do not like the way some people speak. We do not like the way some behave. We do not like what others wear. But most of all, we tend to dislike people who don't like us. If you think about it for a minute, you can probably produce a list of people you don't like.
Now, you know, be aware, the enemy will drop a negative thought in your mind that so-and-so doesn't like you. He's trying to cause strife. I was driving one day and my wife was tearing up. I didn't understand what was going on. I said, honey, what's wrong? She said, I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. I said, why can't you tell me? And she just wouldn't. And we drove a little bit longer and I was kind of giving her space. But during that time, the devil attacked my mind. Something about, well, she's displeased with how you're doing this and how you're not doing this. You're not being a perfect husband. You're not being, this, that, and the other. And finally I said, come on, tell me. She said, no, you'll think I'm silly. I said, I will not think you're silly. I promise I won't. Tell me what's wrong. Well, she might have told me not to tell you this. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Pastor Lorraine, forgive me when you listen to this CD. I love you, sweetheart. I think the Holy Ghost brought this back to my mind. This is a good teaching tool. Good teaching. Amen. She said, I really miss my daddy. Now, her dad is 92. And I understand because, see, she left home at about 18 to go to work in Washington, D.C. for the FBI. as a secretary for the FBI. And a little while later, I met her, and I was able to coerce her into coming to Raleigh to be with me. And we were married, and so she's never really spent much time with her family. We'd go there occasionally, and she'd go there more than I did, but she'd go. But never, and she never really got to be around her daddy and stuff as much as she wanted to. And she was just overwhelmed with emotion. But you see, an innocent little thing like that, and I didn't think she was silly, because last time she went to see her daddy, and she stayed 3 weeks over there, I felt like that at home about her. I felt like crying because I want her back home. And I may have. I said, I may have shared a tear. But I tell you what, I did not want her to leave. But I couldn't tell her that, you know. Because I didn't want to upset her trip. I wanted her, you know, to go and have a good time with her daddy. And she's going to go again probably this winter. You can see him again. So, but he's 92. And so, and she likes helping him and cleaning his house and helping him take him places and stuff like that. And he gets around pretty good. He just got his driver's license again. Man. Although he's not going to drive, but they said, you're not going to drive, but he qualified for it anyway. So what I'm saying is the enemy, beware, the enemy will drop bad thoughts in your mind. Don't act on them. Whack that thought down. Whack-a-mole, whack it down. Smack it down. That's not my thought. I'm not going to believe that about my wife. My wife loves me. She thinks I'm a good husband. You hear me? And I say, Lord, I claim favor with my wife. Amen. Lord, give me favor with my wife. Amen. Okay, sister. All right. So some people can be hard to love at any time. But Jesus never demanded that we have tender fondness for everyone. He didn't say that. He didn't say he had to like everyone and have tender fondness for everyone. He said we need to love them. Jesus did not feel warmth for the Pharisees. Is that right? Keep coming.
We don't have to like everyone. Isn't that a relief?
Again.
We don't have to like everyone. Isn't that a relief?
Yeah, I mean that. But.
But we must love them.
We owe them our love. We must love them. Okay.
What does the Bible mean when it says walk in love? Like physical walking, this unconditional love, A, requires effort. B, moves in a certain direction. And C, is something you do every day.
Now notice this. Unconditional love, the agape God kind of love that is in us. When you got saved, it came into your heart. It's there. And sometimes most Christians don't even know it's there, and they don't even know that they can have it grow and use it. But when you get into scriptures and you read love scriptures, the agape love scriptures, all of the love scriptures pertaining to God and people is the word agape. Or at least 99% of them are. Okay? It's a God kind of love. So it's unconditional love. It requires an effort, so I'm going to make a decision. It moves in a certain direction. It requires action toward them, do something good for them. And it's something you do every day. Yes. I'm going to live a life of love. Now here's a very important statement. You want to take a note? Write it on your paper there. I think I'll write it on mine. I will. Here's my pen. At the very bottom there, I'm going to write down one step out of love, or getting away from love, outside of love, is one step into sin, S-I-N. One step outside of love, going away from love, is one step into sin. You think about that, I'm not going there. I'm going to love them with the love of the Lord. You might write that down. Say, I love them with the love of the Lord. So I don't have to depend on my human love, because my human love won't love them. But God's love in me will love them. See? I love them with the love of the Lord. You see that?
Yes.
Isn't that right, Jeremiah? Amen. Amen. All right, now let's go to your third, and it's something you do every day. Go to your third study sheet. This is John 15:12. Now, in the King James, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And they put part of that right there in that thing. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another the way I loved you. He loved you and me when we were all unlovable. So we are to love other people when they're unlovable. And there's a ton of them out there to love. Amen?
Amen.
Think about 87,000 tax collectors. new group of 87,000 IRS agents. A lot of folks to love out there, huh? Amen. Okay. Your commanded love. All right, picture in your mind. Start there, Sister Pam.
Picture in your mind the person you find hardest to love.
All right, stop for a moment. This picture in your mind. So who are some people that you find it hard to love? We all got them. Amen? All right. How can you learn to love this kind of a person or these kind of people? First what?
First, before you can love them, you must feel and understand how deeply God loves you.
How deeply God loves you. Love one another as I have loved you. He didn't have to come to earth. He didn't need forgiveness. He didn't need salvation. As you and I needed salvation, he came for us. Okay? The Apostle Paul writes by the Holy Spirit, I pray that Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is. And to experience this love for yourselves. Ephesians 3. Notice the words. Feel, understand, experience. Let's read that with Sister Pam. Let's read that. Let's all read that with her.
Notice the words feel, understand, experience.
No, I want you to go back up and read that Ephesians 3. I didn't make that clear. I'm sorry. So where the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, writes, I pray that Christ. Pick up there.
Paul writes, I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts.
Let me back you up. Say this. Say, Paul writes by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Let me explain that. I don't want people to get the idea that this Bible is written by men. Now, between us, when we say Paul writes, we know better. We know it's the Holy Ghost. But the world out there doesn't. The radio broadcast people may not know that. I like to add, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes. See? Because the Scripture says, All Scripture, all of it, is given by inspiration of God. So if it's Scripture and the Apostle Paul is writing it, it came by the inspiration of God. So I like to give the Holy Spirit credit. Give God the credit. I don't want Paul to get the credit, and he wouldn't want you to give him the credit either. Yes. Paul would say, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost told me to write this. Amen. So rather than saying, Paul said, the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit had the Apostle Paul to write. Yes. All right, with that, you can do it in any words you want, but something like that. Let's start that again, okay?
Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes, I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is, and to experience this love for yourselves.
Oh, yes. Yes. Notice the words, feel, understand, experience. God wants you to feel his love. He wants you to understand his love. And why? We quoted this before. And 1 John 4:19 says that we love God because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Why is it important to feel loved by God? Because why?
Because unloved people are often unloving people.
Can't you see that in your own life? You wonder why somebody is so unlovely to you? Because they were treated the same way, and that's all they know. Maybe their parents yelled and screamed and said, you're just no good, you're just no good, and screamed at them and never gave them credit for anything and just said, I wish I'd never had you born. And people say that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a curse on the kids. Yeah. People grow up warped, hurt, because they're starving for love. So you've got to love them. When nobody else loved them, now you are there. God has given you the opportunity to love them with the love of the Lord. You are his love hands. Amen. You are his love prayers. You are his love hugs. Somehow, some way, you extend the love of God toward them and help them. I'm compelled. The love of Christ compels me to do this. It constrains me to do it. I have to do it. Right? God loves you. That's why if we give out the little God loves you cards, let them know God loves them. Amen?
Amen.
Unloved people are often unloving people. So you want to know why your parents didn't do a better job? They didn't know enough. Amen. They flat didn't know enough. I was talking to my mom one time after I was saved, and we were talking. And I said, why didn't y'all do this? And she said, Bruce, we were children raising children. We were learning just like, we were trying to learn as well as raising you, see? See, most people, if you go back, unless you were in some special churches, you never got much word preached like you're getting here in other places. You know, the word movement, you know, you didn't get that stuff. I mean, they had a scripture here and a scripture there, and they had some good hymns, but you never got a lot of word. They didn't learn how to do it. So therefore, your parents failed because they didn't know enough and nobody to teach them. And what happens is, if you don't teach them when they're little kids, when they get old, they're already warped in that direction, and then they don't want to hear it. Then they think it's crazy, especially if they hang around the wrong crowd. If they hang around the wrong crowd, that crowd makes fun of Christians, makes fun of God's word. Amen. And if that's all you hear, then you'll make fun of it too, because you want to impress your buddies, and, you know? But we want to feel this genuine love, and we want to reach out and love these unlovely people. Pick up. When you do not feel genuinely loved, pick up there.
When you do not feel genuinely loved, you do not feel like giving love.
See? But the more you meditate on God's love for you, oh, the more I want to share His love with others. I want to forgive them. And even if I can't afford to be with them because of their bad mouth, their bad actions, I can love them at a distance and pray for them. I can send them some tracts. Send them some of those little comic book chick tracts. Right? Send them some Jesus loves you cards. God loves you cards. I can send them something. And pray for them. Lord, send laborers across their path. That's a command too. The command is send laborers across their path to help them. You know, somebody they'll listen to, maybe. God knows somebody they'll listen to, hopefully. Amen. God will do everything He can to get their attention. The Bible says He's looking to and fro throughout the whole earth to see who's got a heart for God. Yes. And when He finds somebody got a heart for God, He'll send somebody to them. Amen. That's exactly right. He doesn't see. See, we shouldn't pray, God save Mr. So-and-so, save my uncle, save my brother, save. No, God, you know what He would say to you? He'd say, honey child, I've been trying to save them for 50 years. They just won't listen. You need to pray that I send some more laborers to them because I've been trying. God wants everybody saved. But He's not going to force anybody. So to pray a prayer like, oh, God saves us, is just wasted breath. God's going to say, what am I going to do? It's not in my hands. It's in y'all's hands. I've already provided Jesus. I've already provided the blood. I've already provided the scriptures. I've already told you to go in my name and preach the gospel. I've told you to pray to send laborers across our path. I'm not coming out of heaven to do your job. That's your job. That's the way the system's set up. That's your job.
Amen?
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 Yes. So that's our job. We're going to do it. And we're going to do it well, aren't we?
Amen.
We're going to do it well because we got the Holy Ghost to help us.
Amen.
He's our helper. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So first, what? Start there.
So first, you have to experience God's love for yourself.
Yes.
Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. During your worst acts, and in your lowest moments, Jesus loves you.
Think about it. Jesus loved you through all that sin in the past. Wow. That's love. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for sending Jesus. Knowing you are loved by Christ. Pick up there.
Knowing you are loved by Christ gives you value and security.
Again.
Knowing you are loved by Christ gives you value and security.
And I like to put the name Jesus in there. Knowing that you are loved by Jesus. He is the Christ, but I like to make it personal with Jesus. The word Jesus gets me closer to Him. I just feel a connection. Knowing you're loved by Jesus, knowing you're loved by the Father, gives you value and security. The Father so loved you, He sent Jesus for you and me. Knowing you are loved by Jesus gives you value and security. It also enables you to risk loving others. You can risk loving others. Amen?
Amen.
You can risk getting your feelings hurt. So what? I'll love them anyway. If they insult you and they don't want to take your track or take your card, I try to I've given some cards out to some people. Nah. I said, well, this is, you can have some. No. I said, okay. That's okay. And I'd immediately give it to somebody else. And that takes the hurt away. Yeah. If I move along and give it to somebody else, the hurt goes away. Because what it does, you know why you feel the hurt? Because the Father feels the hurt. The Father knows they're refusing Him. Yeah. And it hurts Him. Yes. God's so good.
Yes.
He's so wonderful.
Yes.
So magnificent. So compassionate. He loves you so much. It hurts Him when somebody refuses His free love gift. And you're just trying to love on them. You're just trying to share the love of God. And if they return it down, it hurts Him. That's why it hurts you. But immediately go and start helping others. See, when John the Baptist was killed, remember? It hurt Jesus. He wanted to get away to a remote place. And when he got out of there, the people saw him and followed him. And then he quickly moved from that grieving right into helping those people and healing those people. Amen. And what that takes the hurt away. See? He went into, he put love into action. See? All God asks is that you are willing to love. And he will supply the power to do it. Read that with sister, the same phrase with sister.
All God asks is that you be willing to love. And he will supply the power to do it.
Say, I'm willing.
I'm willing.
And I will do it.
And I will do it.
With your power.
With your power.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. Everybody together with Sister Pam.
The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
So say, I have the love of God in me.
I have the love of God in me.
And I have a task.
And I have a task.
Of loving everyone.
Of loving everyone.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
So I'm not going to be frightened by the size of this task.
So I'm not going to be frightened by the size of this task.
I will be strong and courageous.
I will be strong and courageous.
And I'll get to work.
And I'll get to work.
For the Lord my God is with me.
For the Lord my God is with me.
He will never forsake me.
He will never forsake me.
He'll work with me and help me.
He'll work with me and help me.
And he'll see to it.
And he'll see to it.
That everything is finished correctly.
That everything is finished correctly.
I will love with the love of the Lord.
I will love with the love of the Lord.
And I praise my God for the victory.
And I praise my God for the victory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And everyone said,
amen,
amen and amen. Amen. And love one another.
I love. Love you, I love you, my Lord. I love you, love you, I love you, my.
Jesus is the answer.
I love you, love you, I love you, my Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you, my Lord.
I love you.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, you are
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider.
Jehovah Nissi,
Lord, you reign in victory.
Jehovah Shalom, you are my Prince of Peace.
And I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are,
Jehovah
Nissi,
Lord, you reign in victory.
Jehovah Shalom, you are my Prince of Peace.
And I worship you because of who you are. Of who you are,
Jehovah. because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. Mountain Ocean Tamer, glimpses of you burn in my eyes. The worship of heaven fills up the skies. You made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, works of your hands, you do all things well. You do all things well. You do all things well. Star Creator, wind. The strokes of your beauty rush through the clouds, light from the heavens touching the ground. Well, you made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your. Across the fields, across the miles, you made it all, said let there be, and there was. All that we see, the sound of your voice, the works of your hands, you do all things well.